following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch is the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your chump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
wrong way.
You're going
the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Charles, he makes the catch at the right side. Cuts it back left. Yes. 35, 30. Angling left. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game.
Handoff, Asiata spurts through, touchdown! A day to remember for Matt Asiata. The Minnesota Vikings, with their most impressive performance of the season, throttled the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, here we go. Mike Shanahan going for two on the win. This is it. Cousins takes, looking right, fires, deflected, incomplete. Then the Redskins will fall for the sixth straight week.
I like the gamble. I like the gamble.
Brady with the ball at his own 14-yard line. Looking, getting pressure, fires, intercepted.
The Dolphins are going to win this football game. How about that? The Dolphins are alive in the playoff hunt.
Oh, no.
The snap. Romo waits, guns it right side, nearly intercepted. It is. Tremaine Williams again on a diving grab. And ladies and gentlemen, there is your dagger.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Hold on. Wait for it.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. It must be December.
Oh, my God. And I'm right back where I always am this time of the year. Screaming at my television, run the football! Run the fucking ball!
Dude, they were running all over him. What did he have, like a 10-yard average in the first half?
Oh, Murray? My God! Jason Garrett, fired! Bill Callahan, fired! Old man defensive coordinator, what? I can't even remember his name, okay? You're fired!
Fired? What? Huh? Somebody wake him up. Wake him up, tell him he's fired.
Oh, my God!
Hey, look, everybody's fired but me. God damn it. I'm putting together a hell of a goddamn football team up here. Just ask me. I'll tell you. Everybody's fired but me.
Tell you what, man. I know. It's like they just want to tempt fate. Hey, you know what? Let's see if Romo can do it in the fourth quarter in a game in December.
Seriously.
They're probably standing there on the sidelines. Really, what are the odds? No, there's no way, right? He can't do it again, right? Oh, God damn it! I tell you what, I did enjoy watching that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm. But Jamal Charles, I mean, really, you know, this is one of those things, people out there, where everybody's going to look at him and say, oh, wow, look at all these touchdowns. Dude, had an amazing day. Yeah, whatever, 28 yards rushing or something like
20
that.
20 yards rushing. I know he's got 50 fantasy points, but he's only got 20 yards rushing. Unbelievable. And my poor son.
My poor son.
He's in the fantasy playoffs, and he's playing against Jamal Charles.
I was so depressed this weekend. I had no teams left, man, and I'm looking at it all going, damn, 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 damn. But the best thing about it, even though last week my tale of woe of having to start Eli Manning in the playoffs, is the fact that the guy that I played against would have beaten me no matter who I started.
That's good.
No, it's not good. Jesus Christ. It sucks. He's like the guy in line on the Life of Brian, who's, your crucifixion? Oh, that's good.
Well, I won in the divisional championship, and I will be playing for all of it this weekend. And I will be playing against Jamal Charles. Fortunately, I won't have to play against
against what he did last week. I can't imagine he's going to do that again.
I do have one fantasy triumph. Roker's abandoned undies have reached page one of the Gridiron Challenge. Da-da-da! I'm down there at the bottom, up at number 48th place there, but da-da-da, I've won page one. I can see the top.
Well, I'm about to win another bowl, John.
Whatever.
Championship. Going to ring that championship bell. Ding motherfucking dong!
I tell you what, I'm not so sure, man. You can't just sit there and look at it and say, oh, this is what's going to happen, because who knows with every goddamn week? Who the hell knows? Who would have thought last week that Nick Foles would have had such a crappy day
against the Vikings of all teams? Look, I got Calvin Johnson and Reggie Bush at home against the Giants.
Calvin Johnson, what did he do this week? Nothing.
He's dropping passes, man.
He's kind of petered off in the last couple of weeks.
It doesn't matter, because if he doesn't do anything, DeShaun Jackson will do it. Demaryius Thomas will do it. Cam Newton will do it. DeMarco Murray will do it. The Seahawks defense will do it. It doesn't even matter who I start every week. They dominate.
You know what? Doesn't it sound like he's in a four-team league? He's like the commissioner of a four-team league. Meet my friends in the basement. We're putting this fantasy team together.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. This is only my second year in the league, and I took over a team that was pathetic, and I've made the playoffs twice. So I'm working on it. Like I said, it's my second year in the league, and nobody trades, man. That's how you get people off of his team. Don't you know that out there? You people that are listening to us that are in that league, this is how you stop the dominance of a team like Tom's team when he romps and stomps all over the place. We start making deals, and as players start flowing around, he gets involved and things start moving.
Well, the problem is that everybody makes these bullshit offers. Everybody wants to, they want to get a stud. They want a stud from you, but they want to I'll give you this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy. That's five players. Yeah, but it's five pieces of shit.
I know. Look, you know, and that's the thing. Everybody thinks they're a freaking genius and everybody else is stupid and should bow down to their knowledge. Well, you need to get over that shit, because you're not anywhere smarter than anybody else in the league. Except for maybe me, Beantown. His league. Jesus Christ.
I
shouldn't say.
Look, if you need a stud wide receiver, you're going to have to give up a stud running back or a stud quarterback, you know, something that I need. I mean, you know, first off, Calvin Johnson's untradeable. Nobody's ever going to get him from me.
Well, I don't know. I just got him in another. See, the thing is, you got to open it up to draft picks as well, because then it gets interesting.
Oh,
you
for God's sakes, no. Jesus Christ, let's get serious.
All right, well, and here, seriously speaking, when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, I was watching the Twitter feed this weekend, watching that debacle, and here's what the Iron Sheik...
Yes, you were saying?
The Iron Sheik. Remember the Iron Sheik? The Iron Sheik from wrestling?
Yes.
This is what he says. Iron Sheik tweeted out, "Tony Robo, you'll never be Iron Sheik class. Your ball's smaller than Tic Tac, and you fuck up more than Mexican O.J. Simpson."
Oh, my God.
Who is the Mexican O.J. Simpson?
Jesus Christ.
Andale, andale. Kill the white woman.
Hey, speaking of tweets and fantasy football, what is up, Taco from the League?
Yeah, that's right, man. Taco from the League follows me on Twitter, follows our freaking Twitter feed. That's pretty cool. So, hey, Taco from the League.
What's up, man? Love the show. Just, you know, honored that you're listening. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. I think what you ought to do on the next episode of the League or something is try to work the show in there. Like, have somebody listening to it on their iPhone.
Oh, my God. Please? Please?
That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
He's the lunatic on that show.
He's the best.
Dress up like a duck or something and walk around with our son.
Yeah, he's the best. All right, hey, before we get any further here, I'm Tom. He's John.
What's up, guys? It's John Tilliard here, and you are listening to Bang Radio Hour number 239. And I have a poem for you today. It's called "How the Goodell Ruined the NFL."
And we're going to make you wait for that.
That's right, everybody. That's called a tease. kind of like when John's sister almost punches him in the balls.
Coming up, shitty plays, homeless in Pittsburgh, romantic football, John.
Right.
Romantic football, Black Santa, and a whole lot more. So let's get to Tom Brady here and their big loss to the Dolphins. What the hell?
I'm telling you what, this is why Taco follows me on Twitter, because my Twitter picks that I do on the weekend and I'm just goofing around, I was 12-4 this weekend.
In our Pick'em League, I took Miami.
I could have been 13-3, but I went for the Browns with the upset. Thought they might have been able to do it, but couldn't.
Man, they were on the verge, that's for sure. But here's Tom Brady explaining why they lost.
Yeah, we got plenty of chances all day, so we make some good plays and then we make plenty of shitty plays. So.
Yeah, and that'll happen. And then when you make too many shitty plays, more than the good plays, then you lose to the Dolphins.
That's Bill Belichick speak for you right there.
Some good plays and some shitty plays.
Everybody's going to make some good plays. You're going to make some shitty plays, but you try to make less shitty plays than you make good plays. If you can do that more often than you want to, then you're probably going to end up being successful.
That's fine.
Everybody makes shitty plays. Everybody makes good plays.
Yeah, well, at least they're human. It's nice to see that he's going to stand up and be nasty to some reporters before he goes backstage and lets his girlfriend dress him.
Right. You know, it's funny because Patriots fans think that people were... Remember when Brady had on the light-colored sweater? Looked like Grandpa dressed him.
Yeah.
And everybody was making fun of that. And Patriots fans think we're making fun of that because we hate him because he has 3 rings. No.
No.
He looks like a fag.
He does. He's a metrosexual, and it's funny. All right. Watching his girlfriend dress him up like the Cowardly Lion for Halloween. Look, that is the costume, Tom, that labels you as pussy whipped. And I get it. She's fine, I guess, if you like that masculine jawline.
Oh, my God.
Like, listen to me complaining about some supermodel wife, right?
You know, I think there's a hell of a lot hotter women than Giselle. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to sit here and play that game because I'll sound like an idiot. You know, that guy on the internet.
She's not hot enough for me. No, sir.
Oh, well, no, I'm not saying that. But when you're in that position, he could have somebody hotter than Giselle.
He did. He knocked one up, and then he left her and came along.
Bridget Moynihan, yeah.
But when you dress up like the goddamn Cowardly Lion, that's the girlfriend telling you which one to wear.
I know, right?
You got to. I mean, you know, you got to do the Scarecrow if you're going to do any of them.
Well, I hope. Well, yeah.
How do you piss in the Cowardly Lion suit? How do you do that? What do you got to do? What if you got to take a, you know, never mind. I don't want to talk about it. You bust a fart in the Cowardly Lion suit. You know, there's only one place for it to go, and that's up through the neck hole. That's not cool. You know, look, I'll tell you what. I used to wear a flight suit when I was working outside, and that would happen, man. You bust your ass at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and it stays in pockets inside your flight suit, and you walk, and it moves, and it comes up through your neck hole, and it's 2 hours old, and it's like, oh, my friggin' God. I could see that happening at the Halloween party.
All right, so Josh McCown, down on the pornography here.
He is.
And he makes a really weird analogy with all of this, but he's going to tell you should not be watching porn.
To actually meet up with Craig to do a porn and pancakes there and to share my story. And we landed, and when you know, the boom comes on and the lady comes on and she says, "Welcome to Detroit." And everybody, you know, immediately their heads pop up and everybody's going, "What?" You know, and you know, everybody kind of laughs. She says, "Excuse me, St. Louis," you know, and so we all kind of had a laugh. But what it revealed to me was that that's what porn is a lot like. You go somewhere that you weren't expected to go. And you end up with that feeling of, "What? Where am I?" You know, and I can tell you countless times that I've sat at my computer looking at something, going through websites before and sitting there going, "Wait, where am I? Who is this guy?"
And who is this guy?
And if you're not careful, you'll end up being somewhere where you don't want to be.
Oh my God.
Who is this guy? And why does he have tits? I don't understand. How did I get here? He's got to go someplace to share this story. What's he talking about? I was a chronic masturbator. I was on the internet, and before I knew it, I was looking at chicks with dicks. I was on the airplane, and the bean came on, and I was all, "Oh, no, I'm in Detroit. What?" I have a problem.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. I swear to God. You know what? That was true in, like, 1998. 7
right.
when you were looking at porn on the internet, 1997 on like a 28.8 dial-up, and you're waiting 5 minutes for a picture to download, and this girl looks great, she's got some really nice tits, and it keeps going and keeps going, and oh, there's some balls, what the fuck, Jesus Christ, and it took 5 minutes to get there,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
How did I get here?
No. All right, the Bengals-Steelers game, and I don't know what the hell, the Bengals, every time, you think, you know, they're rolling, the Bengals, yeah, every time they're rolling, you think that's a lock, they're going to win, and then they got the hell beat out of them. And
well, exactly
nobody got the hell beat out of them more than the Bengals punter, Kevin Huber.
Yes, he did, he got the hell beat, and you know what, no flag. If that was a quarterback and that was an interception return,
oh,
those flags are coming from every official on the field and a couple of them flying overhead in helicopters.
He had his jaw fractured.
Yeah.
You know, and it's great because he's got this one young fan, yeah. 7-year-old kid, and he wrote a letter of support to Kevin Huber, and his dad tweets a photo of the letter. Right,
this kid is 7, and his favorite player is the punter.
I know,
fucking loser kid.
Well, he wrote a letter to Kevin. His dad tweeted a picture of the letter. The letter said, "Dear Kevin, I hope you feel better soon. I am mad at the Steelers because you are my number one player.
You're number one.
I am 7 years old and love the Bengals and Bearcats. I know you played for the Bearcats and Bengals, and I love the teams. I hope that Steeler player loses his house and has to live in his car. Get well soon, Nicholas Andrew Johnson."
He's got to live. I used to be a Steelers linebacker, and now I live in a van
down by the river.
Because I hit a punter in the mouth. And this goddamn little snot-nosed kid... Honestly, he's the Bearcats.
Yeah,
who is that? That's
Cincinnati Bearcats. Yeah, that's college.
Okay, did he play there?
Yeah, he was a Bearcat and a Bengal. So, and that's the kid.
So this kid's a punter stalker.
Well, those are his two favorite teams, and he happened to play for both teams, so that's probably why he loves him the most.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, man, Dad's got to fix that. But you know, like I said, man, if that's a quarterback, that's a flag all day long.
Absolutely.
And it should have been a flag anyway. Yeah. He hit him with the crown of the helmet right in the freaking jaw.
I gotta believe he's gonna be fined.
Oh, sure. But you know what? It goes all back to the same goddamn thing. I'm sure there's somebody out there that can tell us about a game that they watched this weekend with a call in it that was so unbelievably bad that they just don't understand how the rules can be written that way.
I can't even talk about the officiating anymore. Every week. It doesn't matter what we say. Everybody knows. Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we have any pull, but it's the inconsistency, and that illustrates it again.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good for that kid.
Okay, so Christmas is right around the corner.
That's true. Hey, you want to hear a nifty statistic real quick?
What's that?
Adam Schefter tweeted this out also on Sunday. When scoring 35 or more points in a game this season, the Cowboys are 1-2. When scoring 35 or more points the rest of the season, other teams are 51-2. God dang it.
Okay. Now, that has a lot to do with Christmas, so.
I know, but I like it.
Made me feel so much better.
I know.
A writer for Slate magazine, Aisha Harris.
Aisha.
Who did that song? Aisha. Bad Creation. No, another Bad Creation. It was a kids group back in the early 90s.
I remember that.
Aisha.
I used to have an Aisha lived across the street from me over here.
Aisha Harris wrote an article called "Santa Claus Should Not Be a White Man Anymore."
What?
Now, you know, John, you know, we have touched on racial items a time or two on this show, so I thought we
just
could,
a bit.
Yeah, we could talk about this.
Sure. I mean, hey, you know what? The rest of the world's talked about it. You might as well hear what we have to say,
well,
right?
It doesn't have anything to do with football, but, you know, Christmas around the corner, and I thought we should talk about this because...
it was funny. That's why.
Yeah. Now, Aisha says she felt shame growing up as an African-American girl with a white Santa. Well, now, I find that to be very racist.
Yeah, see, this I don't understand. I mean, you know, okay, if you want to have it's a fantasy character, right? It can be whatever the fuck you want. It can be green. That doesn't matter. So, if you want him to be if a black family wants a black Santa Claus, they can have a black Santa Claus. If a kid's comfortable with a white Santa Claus, who gives a shit? You know, this dude is stupid.
But, you know, Saint Nick, who this character is based off of, is from Turkey.
Right. Yeah, he was Middle Eastern, just like everybody else
just
in
like,
the Bible,
just
who's
like,
white.
Yeah, just like Jesus Christ. Just like Jesus Christ.
Just like all of them, right.
You know.
Jesus.
But that's the best part of this story, because Fox News, yes, right. Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly responded to Aisha's article. And called this ridiculous. And in fact, I'm going to play this clip of Megyn Kelly. This is her response. This girl is dumber than a box of rocks, John. She's one of these hot bimbo blondes that Fox News loves to put on. And she's one of these stupid girls that I look at and say, shut up and take off your clothes.
I don't even want to see that. I mean, she looks like a railroad spike. She looks about as appealing as a freaking shark. Oh. You know how a shark looks with dead eyes and teeth? That's all she is. She's a Stepford, and she sits there and reads the cards, whatever she's told.
Well, here's what she had to say in response to Aisha's article.
This is so ridiculous. Yet another person claiming it's racist to have a white Santa. You know, and by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white. But this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is. And just so you know, we're just debating this. Yeah. Jesus was a white man, too. But, you know, it's like,
oh, my God,
he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact.
Wait, Santa.
I just want the kids watching to know that.
Yes.
But my point is, how do you just revise it, you know, in the middle of the legacy of the story and change Santa from white to black?
How do you just revise it? You mean like you just did, Megan? Did you hear that? She said that Jesus is a historical character and it's a fact that he's white. He was born in Iraq.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Look, there's no way that there's any possible chance that we're ever going to prove the ignorance of Fox. It's already been done. Tom and I are like standing here pointing at the sky saying, see that? That's the fucking moon. It revolves around the goddamn earth. You idiots. No, but, you know, this is the most ridiculous crap ever. Their whole entire war on Christmas. I read an article today about the war on Christmas that's been going on now for 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's basically just this. It's all this is fodder for jokes. Nobody gives a crap. Nobody gives a shit. Christmas started 2 weeks before Halloween. This is the longest. It's like, I don't want to say I feel like a kid, like, oh, I can't wait for Christmas to get here. But holy shit, it's been forever. It's still a week away. Good God. It's been forever. I mean, seriously, I've had 8 weeks of this stuff already. Get it over with.
Oh, my God. Too
Hurry
funny.
Up.
That is just unbelievable. And I love, she says, for all you kids watching, because, how many 10-year-olds have tuned into Fox News, right?
Right. The kids that are watching Fox are sitting there with their AR-15s and their goddamn tri-corner hats going, Daddy, is the white woman right? She's right. Right? You goddamn right, Cletus Jr. Santa Claus, goddamn white man. Anybody comes to this house on Christmas Eve and ain't white, you blast them. Jesus Christ. Honest to God. Here's Megyn Kelly. Okay, for anybody that doesn't know, this is the translation of what Megyn Kelly said. All you old people out there that are waiting to die, your 1930s Currier and Ives memories are true. And your dog is going to wait for you in heaven.
What you said was racist, so you should be fired for saying it.
Uh-huh.
We don't like that.
Oh, Al Sharpton don't like that.
I don't like it at all. Al Sharpton. Now, here you go. You ever seen a black man with hair like that ain't been done with some kind of something? Not me. You can't just revise a man's hair like that and try to tell me it's one thing when it ain't.
Give the world a black Santa Claus. Let the people have an African American come down the chimney bearing joy and goodwill.
Oh, no, ho, ho, ho. Okay, whatever. I don't care. You know what? I couldn't give a rat's ass what color Santa Claus is. It doesn't make a difference to me. If a fat Korean came, if Kim Jong-un dressed up in... Yeah, you can't dress Kim Jong-un up as Santa Claus. You couldn't find a hat big enough for that big, giant, freaking noggin of his. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas! Who cares? Who fucking cares? You know what? They're on islands in the South Pacific, Tom, Santa Claus wears banana leaves. Just making Kelly give a shit. He slides down a coconut tree in the middle of the goddamn night and gives everybody a new Whitland knife. Here's something you can make a spear out of. Go fishing with it. Yeah. Who cares? Megyn Kelly, shut up. Fox News, shut up. Your war on Christmas is stupid. How's the hoes doing, ho, ho, ho? Milk and cookies? Shit. We don't like that. I want me a bumper or something and some goddamn dominoes. Let me sit down and play some dominoes.
Santa Claus is a black man.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is a black man. Woo-hoo! And he's handsome.
Hell yeah.
Like my daddy too. Santa Claus is a black man. Santa Claus is a black man. And I found out that's what I'm telling you.
Oh, that's priceless.
I like the choir in the background. That's pretty cool.
Oh, wait a minute. I got another song here.
All right.
This one has been completely redone.
I'm believing in a white Jesus. Just like the one that's on Fox News. Host Megyn Kelly also says that Santa's belly is just as white as she and you, 'cause you're white too.
Yes, you
of
are.
Of course you are.
You are.
Believing in a white Jesus.
Oh, it's too good.
Well, because God's white.
With every Christmas right? card she writes, sends them to her friends on the Rhine, and to all her Fox friends who are white.
Oh, that is great. That is fantastic.
I would like to see Al Sharpton play like a mall Santa one year.
By the way, I do have to say that that clip of Al Sharpton saying give the world a black Santa was actually him in an episode of Boston Legal.
Okay. Doesn't matter to me. I'd like to see it. Let's see it. Put him in Macy's.
Right.
You want a fire truck? I don't like that. I should give you some literature about my Salvation Church. Next. Yeah, I'd like to see that. Let's see how Sharpton plays Santa Claus.
Oh. All right, let's go to break.
All right, we'll do that. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to apologize to Santa Claus for implying he might be black.
I don't care. He can be white, black, Mexican, or other. It don't matter to me one bit.
Look, man.
Long as he visits my house.
we can do this show all we want, but we know Santa Claus is white, so stop playing.
Santa Claus is a...
Santa Claus is a piece of paper that's
right.
colored in certain colors hanging on my wall.
Right.
So, sorry, kids. I didn't mean to ruin it for you there.
All right, coming up, we've got requests.
Oh,
speaking
cool.
of Christmas carols, we got to get to Michael Irvin.
Oh, good. Yeah. Everybody's been asking for that.
Oh, my God. And a weather report like you have never heard. But as we go to break, Dave Chappelle wants to chime in on Black Santa Claus.
One time I was reading the paper, man, this story came on about this guy was suing a department store because they wouldn't let him play Santa Claus, you know, because he's black. And I was actually, like, relieved when the department store beat him. That's bad. But I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for the idea of a black Santa Claus, man. That shit would suck. So we wouldn't get our presents till the 28th, 29th. Caught up with some pussy in Vegas. I had to sell some toys to get back. Shit. Where them cookies at?
Bang Radio.
Kids, today we have a special treat. A word from your friend Santa. Cookies and milk. Motherfucking cookies and goddamn milk. Is that all you cocksuckers can think to give me? I bring you VCRs, video games, all kind of shit, and you give me cookies and goddamn milk? Yeah, that's a fucking fair trade. Did you ever think about a shooter? A few rounds of blow, maybe a blow job. I ride around all fucking night with deer shit hitting me in the face. I'm overweight, I'm constipated, and you shitheads give me cookies and motherfucking milk. Then I have to go back to the goddamn North Pole and stumble over fucking elves. And, hey, you want to know why we have elves? Because we don't have kids. Why? My wife won't fuck. I'm 300 years old. I've never been laid. And, oh yeah, pardon me. There's something else you cocksuckers give me. It's letters. 3 billion motherfucking letters. Merry goddamn Christmas. Fuck you. I quit.
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and say, hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Taoist, Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas to you.
Hey, this is John from Seven Dust, and you're listening to John and Tom on Bang Radio Hour.
Sam Cook with the hold. Kick on the way. Tucker's kick. It is gone! He hit it! 61 yards! Woo! Holy mackerel! 6 for 6, and they can't believe it at Ford Field.
And we kick 6 field goals and we win the game. I'm happy to do it. Don't get me wrong. And my fantasy team is benefiting from it as well. So I'm happy about that. And fantasy owners around the world, I hope you guys appreciate the points as well.
Now, see, there is that. There is that. And I love that about him. I instantly became a fan of Tucker when he said that, because I can't stand these guys who try to ignore fantasy football when, damn it,
the amount of money these guys make because of TV ratings and everything, you know that fantasy football has such a huge impact on those TV ratings and the popularity of the NFL. Taco has a TV show because of fantasy football. So
that's right.
Thank you, Taco, thank you, Tucker, for making that comment, man. And I'm sure that your owners really appreciate what you did,
dude. First guy in NFL history to hit a kick from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60 range in a game.
Wow.
That's some shit, isn't it?
That's crazy.
To win a game, too, man. That was amazing. Look, ding dong, Roger Goodell, look at that. Kicker wins the game. Six field goals, no touchdowns by the Super Bowl champions. They win a game on the road, and it's awesome. It's awesome. We like that shit. You understand?
Ha ha, Goodell. We'll get to Goodell. John Tilyard is going to take care of Goodell for us today.
All right, that sounds very good to me. We're going to send 004 after her.
Let's talk about one of Roger Goodell's henchmen.
He's got henchmen.
Yes,
okay.
NFL
referees.
NFL Senior Vice President of Events Frank Supovitz.
Supovitz.
Supper like dinner. Supovitz.
Let's see what he has to say. I'll decide what his name is after that.
Well, he said that, we talked about this before. The Super Bowl is going to be in New York. There's no telling what could happen with the weather.
Well, they have a plan.
Well, he says that the Super Bowl could be moved to Saturday or Monday night if things are too bad. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Screw that. You know what I'm saying? In for a penny, in for a pound.
Right.
I don't care if a nor'easter's coming through during the game.
Damn right.
Run that thing, man.
That's right.
Run that thing. You asked for it.
But he did say, I think watching NFL football in the snow is really romantic.
Romantic?
Nothing I like more, Tom, than to curl up in front of the fire with a nice bottle of wine and a football game in the snow.
You can see him on like one of those 1960s Dean Martin album covers on a bearskin rug watching the old black and white football game in the snow.
Come on over to my place, darling. We'll watch the Bears and the Packers. I understand there's going to be a snowstorm. Looks like it's a cozy first quarter.
It's a romantic thing to watch football in the snow. And Skip hates it. It's awful. Didn't they score more touchdowns in that snowy weekend than every other weekend this year?
Oh, it was the highest scoring weekend, I think, in NFL history.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong. I know.
It's just gonna...
I know definitely of the year, but I thought I heard in history.
I don't know. I didn't hear that. But I tell you what, with everything that Bayless says about how awful that is, everything that has come about from that weekend proves him so completely fucking wrong. I don't know how he can show his face in public.
Well, Supovitz also goes on to say, it's great, it's exciting, and if you've ever done it, you know that. It's also a rite of passage for you as a fan to have done it at least once, and this is a Super Bowl, right? So, I think it's going to be amazing. I think it would be better if it snowed a little bit during the game. I think it'll just make it more memorable. Well, I agree with him on that one.
Hell yeah, absolutely. Come on over, honey.
Now, I hope it's not, 10 below zero with 40-mile-an-hour winds. I don't want to see that, but I would love to see...
Because the wind, that's what screws up the game, is the wind.
Right, and 10 below is rough, I mean, that's...
Right,
and it could be, but I think... And I don't think we need as much snow.
Are you sure?
I don't think we need as much snow as we had in Detroit and Philly. Half of that, because they had like 6 inches during that game.
Dude, I don't care. That was fun. And you know what? As far as I could tell you, that field, it's that field turf, once they didn't have to adjust cleats or anything like that. It didn't look to me like they were having much trouble with footing at all.
Oh, I heard they had the longest possible cleats they could wear on.
Westbrook didn't have any problem getting his footing. He ran all over the place.
Right?
He ran all over the place. I think that, like I said, in for a penny, in for a pound. I don't care what the weather does. Play.
I agree.
Play. You played in a friggin' tornado. You put 80,000 people in harm's way of a tornado you actually knew was coming, and now you're going to whine about some possible snow in New York? Jesus Christ! It boggles the mind, Tom!
Tidal waves in San Francisco. Oh, hell with it. Start the game.
Speaking of weather, I think we should bring in Frankie McDonald for Super Bowl week to tell us what the weather's going to be for the Super Bowl.
Believe me, I think they, I'm telling you, Rich Eisen, I know you're listening. Michael Irvin, I know you're listening. Taco, I know you're listening. Frankie McDonald needs to do the weather on NFL Network before the Super Bowl.
Right.
I would, God damn it, I want this kid to be a star.
Well, we're gonna get it started.
All right, here we go.
Here's Frankie McDonald. He's going to tell you what the weather's like in Nova Scotia, John.
Oh, Nova Scotia.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station, live on Victoria Road.
Okay, wait a second.
It's on his own TV. Frankie McDonald's TV station here in Victoria Road.
Oh, my own TV. This is Frankie McDonald on my own TV station. What does that mean?
See, even Ted Turner called it TBS, Turner's Broadcasting
Well,
System.
That's true.
That's what you got to do. You got to call it FMS, Frankie McDonald System or something.
Oh, man. It could be. Let's see.
Well, hey, Frankie McDonald TV, that's not bad.
No.
It's not bad. You probably see TJ Hooker on there.
My own TV station. My own TV. MOTV. MOTV.
He's doing
it. MOTV. There it is. My own TV station.
He's doing a live spot from Victoria Road in Nova Scotia.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station, live on Victoria Road, Wendy Pier. Snow has melted a little bit on Victoria Road and still some snow-covered streets, especially around Jamieson Street. It looks very cold outside here in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
What?
People in Sydney, Nova Scotia have to wear woolly clothing.
What?
Major jackets, hats, and gloves, and scarves, and ski pants. It's because it's way too cold outside right here in Sydney. It looks very cold outside. Temperatures around below zero. And it feels like minus 26 degrees right here in Sydney right now. It looks very cold outside. Very cold.
I love it. It looks...
He's freezing to death.
I love... Temperatures, John, are around below zero.
Around below zero. It's very cold. It's very cold.
As well. And
as
people
well.
Have to be very careful going outside because they don't want to freeze to death.
Well,
the temperature's like minus...
Be careful you don't freeze to death, people.
20 degrees with the wind chill. It's going around minus 30 degrees with the wind chill tonight. And people in Sydney, Nova Scotia are bundling enough because... real cold outside here in Sydney. It looks very cold outside.
Is this for real? Like it, I mean, is he serious? What?
He's walking. He's walking. Obviously, Tom, his elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. All right, we know this.
We got to get this guy together with Diva Lover.
Oh, dude, I think God, that would be hilarious. We could have a whole Bang News team, dude. We could go to sports with Diva Lover, who's going to give him shout-outs, and then we could have, you know, Frankie with the weather here. It's very cold outside. It looks very cold. People got to be careful. Don't you freeze to death.
I want to get him to do forecasts for the upcoming week's NFL games for us. How great would that be, man?
Oh, my God, that would be awesome. All right, I think his handle on YouTube is Dogs and Wolves.
Dogs
now,
and Wolves.
Now, be nice to this guy, okay? Don't go over there and act like an asshole because he is, you know, he's touched. So,
touched,
you know,
yeah.
Don't be mean to him.
And it's on some of the side streets in Sydney, the snow did not melt because they dumped salt on the road and did not melt because it's too cold for that. It looks very cold outside right here in Sydney. And people have to bundle up and don't walk too far because it's too cold to go for a walk
too far. God.
Is he walking in the street?
Stay warm and drink lots of green tea.
Oh. That's what you're supposed to do, Tom.
Stay warm and drink lots of green tea.
Oh, my God.
Green tea is the cure for cold.
Red tea, white tea.
Red tea.
What? Because it's way too cold outside. Drink lots of green tea and white tea to keep you warm.
Oh.
Because it's way too cold outside here in Sydney, Nova Scotia. People are walking it down the street and can't handle the cold because of freezing the dead outside right here in Sydney. Very cold outside right here in Sydney. And Neville Park was covered with snow. It's very cold outside. Best of luck to you, people in Sydney. Be prepared for real cold weather. Good luck and stay safe. Don't get too cold and stay warm. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. Best of luck to you. We got some real cold weather.
John, I'm guessing it's cold there. And
it looks real cold outside.
Yeah. Don't get too cold and stay warm.
And stay warm. And good luck.
Best of luck to you.
Wow.
You have to wear woolly clothing and winter scarves and hats and jackets and winter boots and winter ski pants. He's too funny. Oh, shit. So, yeah, if we could go over to his Facebook or to his YouTube page and nicely try to hint that maybe we'd like him to do some weather reports for the upcoming NFL football games, that would be pretty cool.
Let's make it. Okay, here's the goal. Here's the goal. The goal is to have him do forecast for the playoff games.
Okay, but yeah, understand this, Tom. It might be a half an hour's worth of the show. This dude,
oh, well I can cut it up.
How many times did he have to tell us it was cold?
Oh, my God, I know.
He saw on that video, he saw one person walking down the street, and that's what he said. You got to be real careful. People are freezing to death out here. Oh, hell, man. But be nice to him.'t be a dick.
No, yeah, no. We want him on the show. That's great.
Yeah, this isn't like Diva Lover. We
no.
And we can make fun.
Right. All right, let's get back to the Christmas carols.
It's Fairy Michael Irvin out here in Sydney. Fairy Michael.
Right.
It sounds like he's freezing to death there. Best of luck to you. Frankie McDonald's killing me. Oh, hell. There's videos there of him dancing, too, which is they're fun for about 10 seconds, and then you realize they go on for 4 minutes.
Yeah, so if you're fairly new to the Bang Radio Hour here, you know, we've been collecting Michael Irvin sound bites, sound effects, whatever you want to call them for years. See, those are all Michael Irvin. Those are all sounds coming out of Michael Irvin's mouth. So we decided to
describing various plays of football.
Yeah, we decided to do some Christmas carols a few years ago, and that was one you had just heard. You know, it doesn't take much.
Hello, I'm Michael Irvin. It's December. Tis the season to be jolly.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I do you hear what I hear? High above the tree with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea.
I'm with you, and then I'm gone.
Right. I forgot how funny these were, man.
Oh, man.
Do you hear what I hear?
Boy, that caught me right at the wrong time there. Jason Allison on the Facebook page, he desperately wanted to hear the one Michael Irvin one that we play all the time because he said he's been telling this guy at work about it for 3 weeks, and if we don't play it, he's going to look like a fool. So we'll just leave it for last. We'll save it for last. But it's coming, guy at work.
Yeah, right now. Oh, this is the best. This is the best.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is a friggin' masterpiece right there, man. That is that was one of the best things we have ever done.
That's all you, man.
Oh.
That's all you.
Yeah, but I mean, we both collected those sound effects for a long time, man. But that, yeah, you know, did. Yeah, we're going to toot our horn for that one because that is kick ass.
That one, that I can't even do it. What hit it. Hit that one. That one. I caught that. That was, they were going to commercial, and he was trying to get a ball away from Mariucci and was grabbing him by the hair and shit and yelling, and that sound came out of his mouth. And I was like, what the hell is that? What the hell was that?
Listen to me.
Right.
We do.
Yes, we
and
do.
And there you've heard him singing some Christmas carols there. He's a very spiritual man, Tom. People ought to... We are now on SoundCloud, from which I understand you can tweet people specific spots in the show.
Oh, is that right?
Right. Yeah, you can say here, tweet and tweet it directly to the point of the show that you want to show people. So yeah, let's fuck around with some people.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Except be nice to Frankie McDonald, goddammit. I'm dead serious. He's fun, but
Michael Irvin, our angel.
Oh shit!
We're gonna have. I promise more Frankie McDonald weather ports. Maybe just every week we'll have a new one.
We'll find something.
Yeah,
Yeah. There's a weather report on there, Tom, where he's talking about the freaking typhoon that hit the Philippines. He's walking down the street videotaping himself with his phone out in front of him, right? Dude, he is yelling at the top of his fucking lungs as if he's got to tell the people in the Philippines with his voice. Yeah, you should see it. Dogs and Wolves. That's his name.
Okay, let's see here. Grimwood says, I'd like to hear from Belichick on how to have a perfect Christmas.
Well, everybody has about pretty much the same perfect Christmas. Once you have a perfect Christmas, they're all kind of perfect after that. You have to have, of course, you have the tree. You got to trim the tree. You got to put the balls on the tree and some tinsel on the tree. You got to have a turkey or maybe even a ham, probably both. That's maybe perfect. Get some popcorn to stick in the fire. Little kids running around, you know, open gifts in the morning. Santa Claus is white, yeah. We're talking perfect.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Santa Claus is a black man. Santa Claus is a black man.
There you go. All right, Chip Underwood, John.
Oh, Chip Underwood.
Chip Underwood says, how about a Christmas carol with Myron Cope?
Dead Myron Cope?
Dead. I don't. Well, I did. Do we have a choice?
here. Gotta pull your old jawbones open here. Jingle bells, distiller's smell. I'm dead. Fuck you. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Tom. Sorry. Since the Steelers missed the damn playoffs, I just hate myself.
All right, Scrooge. You know,
that and well. All right. Good King Wenzer sat down to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then he realized it was January and there weren't no goddamn Steelers game on TV because it was time for the goddamn playoffs and the goddamn Steelers didn't make it. All right. Hark, the Pittsburgh Steelers stink. Roethlisberger is a fink. All right. On the first day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me nothing because the goddamn season was over. On the second day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me two middle fingers because they couldn't make the stupid playoffs. On the third day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me absolutely nothing. Two middle fingers because they couldn't make the stupid playoffs. On the fourth day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me four lame excuses absolutely nothing. Two middle fingers because they couldn't make the stupid damn playoffs. On the fifth day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me no chance for a ring. What the hell is that? I don't understand. It don't make no sense because the Steelers is supposed to go to the goddamn playoffs. All right, woo! That's enough. I'm dead.
That is fuck fantastic. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. All right. And finally, Brian Borland says, could Matt Millen give his insight on how his protege, Martin Mayhew, is doing?
Oh. First off, let me tell you. That word is protege, so you've been saying it wrong.
Okay. All right, Matt.
You know, right now the Lions is, you know, they're 7-7. They're right there in the middle, right? And as far as I'm concerned, that's a successful season.
Yeah.
So, you know, Martin Mayhew, he looks like he's doing a pretty good job. I think he needs to draft a few more wide receivers, though, because they help you win games. And that's what I think about him. I think Martin Mayhew is doing a fine job because, really, when you compare anything to me, a monkey with a handful of poop could do a better job. Yeah, let's face it.
Oh.
All right. There we go.
All right. You got anything else?
Yeah. Let me see. Do I have something in the email box today? I do. Our buddy Louis Cipher.
Louis
Cipher has written in. I would like to thank the Cowboys and the Lions, especially the Lions, for keeping the Packers' playoff chances alive for another week. Even with Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler both out for 6 weeks and a division lead, the Lions still managed to step on their collective dicks and lose four of the last five.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Ah! There are three things certain in this world. Death, taxes, and the Lions fading down the stretch. And hey, babe, you can avoid taxes if you're smart. All right. And I think that's all I got.
See that the Lions have lost 8 straight games in December and January?
You think goddamn Tony Romo plays for that
game. Right?
Speaking of which, our buddy Peter Sedorn over there in Jolly O UK writes in. He says, I've got a couple of questions for Jerry Jones. As a pro wrestling fan, he's a pro wrestling fan over in UK too. You know, those are always fun. I'm thinking of, you know, the guys up in the north of England that wrestling in school gyms that have that one shoulder strap, one tooth sticking out of the side of their mouth.
Right.
My name's Crusher. As a pro wrestling fan, what did you offer Vince McMahon to get him to agree to have WrestleMania in your building?
Hell, let me tell you something, Peter. It ain't no goddamn different than having the Cowboys in there. All right. Most of the time, you know what's going to happen before it starts, especially if my defense is on the goddamn field, and the crowd ain't no different. They all got goddamn stars on their hats and Duck Dynasty on their goddamn t-shirts.
All right. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, we made you wait all the way till the end.
To the end.
For this great poem from John Tillyard.
Yes, Mr. Tillyard has begun to write an epic poem.
Obviously, originally had a different name, written by a guy by the name of Dr. Seuss.
Right. Well, I think people will figure that out. John didn't come up with this all by himself.
Right. Yeah, he just changed the words.
Every fan down in Fanville liked the NFL a lot. But the Goodell, who lived just north of Fanville, did not. The Goodell hated the NFL the whole NFL season. Now, please don't ask me why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be that his head wasn't screwed on quite right. It could be perhaps that his tie was too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his brain was 2 sizes too small.
Right.
But whatever the reason, his brain, or maybe his greed, he stood there in the office, hating the league, staring out of his window with a sour Goodell-like scowl, thinking about the Steelers waving the terrible towel. For he knew every fan down in Fanville below was busy now enjoying the frozen tundra they have at Lambeau. And they're hitting the players, he snarled, closing the blind. You can't hit receivers. They should be fined.
Yeah!
Then he growled with his Goodell fingers nervously rubbing his hands. I must find a way to keep the NFL from having such fans. For all the fans of Redskins and Cowboys would cheer bright and early, they'd sing to annoy. And then, oh the noise, oh the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated. The noise, 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 noise! And the more the Goodell thought of the players trying to get a ring, the more the Goodell thought, I must stop this whole thing! Why, for nearly 100 years I put up with it now. I must stop the NFL from being liked. But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Goodell got a wonderful, awful idea. And I'm guessing you probably know the rest.
Oh, what? What? You can't do that!
I know. He left it off. So that's chapter one. We will expect more next week, John, because frankly, I think that was very good.
I thought that was outstanding, but you got to finish it, John. You can't do that.
Yes. I think everybody should post on the Facebook page and show him some support and let him know he sounds great doing that, doesn't he?
The writing, the delivery, it's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
He's acting. John is a thespian.
Roar.
Right.
What did they call you, John? I don't have any carpet munching in this house.
Oh, that is, hey, Tillyard, man, that is fantastic. But yeah, I want to hear the rest. I don't know the rest. He said, I'm sure you know how the rest goes. No, I don't.
Yeah, I think that was terrific, man. I think it was terrific. And I think, like I said, if you needed 2 more weeks to finish it, go for it.
Well, you got 2 weeks.
We get a segment next week.
No, well, you know, but you got 2 weeks because we got to take next week off.
Right. Yeah, Christmas is on a Wednesday. What the fuck, Jesus? Couldn't you have had a different day for your birthday?
We always record on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. I mean,
why don't you be white about it, Jesus? Help a brother out, man. Have Christmas on a Friday.
We might get the show in on the weekend because there's no more Thursday night games, right?
Right. Now, the 28th and 29th, I'm not going to be available.
Okay.
That's the weekend after Christmas, so I ain't going
to
be around.
Okay. So if we were going to record it, it'd have to be Friday the 27th.
Definitely I could do that.
Oh, that's a possibility then. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
But you got to finish that. Dude, you got to finish it.
Yeah. That's 5 stars.
Absolutely.
Man. That is bullet.
Oh, that's great. All right. You got anything to add?
I'm not going to touch that. John closes the show.
That's it. You guys have whatever the hell you celebrate or don't celebrate, have an awesome one. Because I, you know, John, you, Mr. Bang, I will tell, have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody. And here's the thing. If that greeting pisses you off, then fuck you, man. It's your problem.
If that greeting pisses you off, I can't believe you're listening to this show.
You need some help.
Especially after we played that awesome clip from South Park, I'm a Lonely Jew on Christmas last week.
Yes. And the whole song, that was awesome.
It was great.
Oh, man. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays, Happy New Year, and all that good stuff. But we'll be back for the New Year, and we might even have What Did Dick Say? Believe it or not, we have connections.
Yes. Yeah, Al Davis hooking us up.
My favorite game. What did who say?
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
losses.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Buying a new car can be a haunting experience. Is there enough room for the little monsters? Will it be devilishly expensive to run? Will I be haunted by the price? Well, from only $10,995, the Dacia Duster gives you the freedom to get what you want with none of the ghoulies. Dacia, you do the maths. Participating dealers only. Search Dacia.